Tonight, before we daven Maariv, we're going to talk about Maariv. Chazal learned out in this week's parsha, Vayifka b'makom, according to one approach in Chazal, Maseches Brachos, Yaakov Avinu was the one who established the tefillah of Arvis when he was running away from Esav. On the way, he went back to Har Moriah, which he discovered was Shar HaShemayim, and he davened a fateful tefillah, the foundation of tefillahs Arvis. What we're going to see is that Yaakov Avinu's tefillah and the idea of Maariv in general really is not just an example of tefillah, it really encapsulates what tefillah is all about. The Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Ekev, Mitzvah 433, he quotes the Rambam, as he always does. The Rambam counts tefillah as a formal mitzvah. At least once a day, a person is obligated in some form of tefillah. Chazal said that tefillah, as we have it today, are formally structured tefillah. And for sure, three times a day is Midah Rabbanan. But the Rambam holds that to daven something, at least once a day, is Midah Raisa. Sefer HaChinuch also quotes from the Ramban. The Ramban argues in the Rambam and he holds that no, there's no real biblical mitzvah to daven even once a day. But then, as the Sefer HaChinuch quotes, the Ramban says maybe in an Eis Tzara. Maybe if a person really is in a terrible, troublesome time and they're under distress, maybe then there's a mitzvah to daven when a person's be'Eis Tzara. Think of Yaakov Avinu and what Maariv really is all about. Yaakov Avinu on the run, being chased, struggling to stay alive, leaving his family behind, leaving Eretz Yisrael behind, going into a dark gullus. So Maariv is, it's dark, it's hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maariv feels like an Eis Tzara. Maariv feels like a time when it's hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov was the first one going through an Eis Tzara and turned to Hashem in a way that Lidoros, we try to capture the same when it gets dark, especially now in Kislev, when it's dark most of the day. We look around and we say, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is a time to daven to Hashem during an Eis Tzara. Sefer HaChinuch explains, Misharshi HaMitzvah of davening, as you would expect, it's an idea of having a relationship with Hashem. It's showing gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about getting the things that we need. But then he adds this idea. It's for a person to inculcate within him or herself that understanding that we are needy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching. And he's always there for us. And because we have so many needs, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never sleeps, especially at night when it feels like no one else is watching, we have to turn to Hashem. Which brings up very nicely what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, you know, the Ramban conceded perhaps that at least be'Eis Tzara, a person has to daven. Rav Soloveitchik said, when the Ramban conceded that, he conceded the entire machlokas. Because the Ramban would say, that's the whole point of tefillah. For a person always to feel that they're be'Eis Tzara. Every single day, whether a person's in an acute danger or just living life and has needs to stay alive, to have their heart keep beating, to have a parnasa earned, to have their family be successful, that's an Eis Tzara every day, all the time. Every day a person has to daven because we are always in a matzav of Eis Tzara. Yaakov Avinu, his tefillah of Maariv really encapsulates the idea when it's dark, when it's hard to know how to take a step forward, we feel lost, we feel we're being chased, it's hard to make a parnasa, we're going out to galus, we don't know what's happening. It's an Eis Tzara. That is the premier and prime time for a person to daven. Now, if you look at the Pesukim, Yaakov Avinu doesn't only suffice with this tefillah, Be'Eis Tzara. Yaakov Avinu does one more thing in addition to davening. And that is he makes a neder. Vayidar Yaakov, neder le'mor, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me and gives me parnasa and safety, I will donate all these wonderful things when I come back. Tosfos in the first daf in Chulin, Tosfos in Chulin daf Be'ez, discusses the idea about a neder. Those learning daf Yomi right now, Chazal don't speak very fondly about making nedarim. Even if a person ends up keeping their nedarim, Chazal say that making a neder is a really bad idea. And Tosfos want to know, in Chulin daf Be'ez, then what was Yaakov Avinu doing? How could Yaakov make a neder if it's not an optimal suggestion for a person to do an avodas Hashem? Why was Yaakov making a neder? And Tosfos quote from Bereishis Rabbah on this week's Parsha, that Eis Tzara is different. In general, we say not to make a neder. When a person feels that strain, a person feels that the walls are closing in, or life is falling apart, it's getting dark. When a person gets that sense of distress and Eis Tzara, it is appropriate to take a neder. For a person to say, I'd like to do more than just daven to Hashem. But what does that mean? What exactly is a neder adding on that's not captured by the davening? So I saw in the Sefer Shemin HaTov a very beautiful idea. Because davening allows a person to connect to Hashem during the Tzara itself. Like that old joke about a person looking for a parking spot and davens to Hashem, please, I'll be better. And then a spot opens up and he says, never mind, I found one. Right? That idea that a person says, I need Hashem when I need him, but when things work out, I don't need Hashem anymore. The idea of a neder is for a person to say, how can I concretize this feeling of Eis Tzara? How can I capture this and say, not just during the Tzara itself, how can I allow it to perpetuate? How can I allow myself to continue feeling this? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting a person in an Eis Tzara for the purpose of davening, the purpose isn't only so that for those moments they daven, when the Tzara clears up, when the clouds, when the sun rises, and then it's no longer so dark, you say, okay, forget it. Then we daven Shachar, then we daven Mincha, we daven and daven some more. But it's important during an Eis Tzara for a person to look around and say, what can I take on during this time? What can I do to concretize, to perpetuate this idea of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to feel it going forward? As we're about to daven Marav right now, yes, it's a Tefillah Marav, but it's really representative of what Tefillah is all about. What the Ramban says, what the Rambam probably holds as well, the idea of Tefillah, the real main goal of Tefillah is for a person to feel that we're always Be'ez Sarah and we're always in need of Siyata Deshmaya. We're going to daven Marav right now.